Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Now, I don't know who that is at all. I have no concept at all. I know that Fiacra Garvey and Patrick Rafter do. Patrick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Marty. Thank you very much for having me.
Not at all, and thank you for coming in. Who is that? Who is that composer, firstly?
So, that man is a man called Eugène Ysaÿe, who's a very famous Belgian virtuoso, and he's noted in the violin world for writing massively difficult things.
So but that's anyway, why you decided to play it?
That's why I decided to play it. No, it's sadly a very little underplayed, an unknown work, and I decided for part of the album I released with Rubik and Classics, I wanted to have a mixture of really famous guys like Ravel and then pair them with lesser known people by everybody else. So Ysaÿe is one
of
them.
And how did you find him? How did you find him?
I came across him from Maxime Vengeroff, first person who introduced me to this piece. It's very, very little known and it's just so beautiful, it's so soulful, so touching, so
but
moving.
Hard to play.
Really hard to play. So it took me a few years to kind of get the grips with the technical parts of it.
Is it always about pushing the envelope like that? Always about kind of saying, no, I can do this,
yeah,
I can do this.
Absolutely. I think in violin, well, there's the whole music, like, I think what's even harder than the technical notes and all that on this piece is just, it's so deep. Like, it's written.
Feeling it.
Yeah, absolutely. And he wrote this piece as kind of a culmination of his entire life's works, and he wanted it to be played at his funeral and to represent all he encompassed as an artist and as a violinist. And I just think trying to connect into that and being able to pass that on to people, that's the key.
But it is interesting, isn't it? I mean, I've heard people do, you know, Rhapsody at the Paganini, for example, and you would hear three or four different versions. They're all different.
Yes,
it's
absolutely
how somebody interprets it and what they bring
absolutely
to the table on the day, you know. It's
absolutely
great. Well done, the new album.
Thank you very, very much.
Album, yourself and his nibs.
I can't wait, yes.
It's very exciting. It's very, because we were talking about this with him the other day. People are not bringing out CDs as much as they used to.
No.
So it's a different world, but it's very important. The calling card, yes, but also to have the record of
the actual physical copy.
Work.
And do you know what? We did a concert just last week and we had CDs there and I was shocked, quite literally 50% of the audience bought a physical CD because they wanted to have a signed picture,
well, this is what I'm
a
thinking
picture of the artist and have it just signed. And it's just a memento.
And it's very important to have.
Yeah.
It's very important to have. When is it out? Is the album out already? Or?
So there's pre-launches excerpts on Spotify, all the major streaming services.
Yeah.
And then we do a full launch on the 29th of November, and we'll play the entire album at my festival in Kilkenny on the 30th of November.
Now, this is the Marble City Music Festival.
Dead right.
See the way I got in there.
No,
just in case you forget. So it's Mr. Patrick Rafter, Mr. Fiacra Garvey, and a host of a cast of thousands.
Yes, I have to say I'm very, very privileged. We're very privileged, Marty, on this island to have, we're just talking about it there, the likes of Alva McDonough, Claudia Boyle, lots of really, really great world-class artists. So, next week, starting on Thursday 28th, I have Alva McDonough and I, we play some Bach, St. Mary's Cathedral in Kilkenny. On the Friday night, I've got Michel Lutiec, who's a French clarinetist, who is the quirkiest, most charming Frenchman you can find.
Where'd you get him now? Where'd you find him?
I found him in Paris. Found him on the streets of Paris.
I get the distinct impression you're going around finding people.
He's sensational. He's an absolute gem. He's a very famous French clarinetist. Actually, worldwide, I think he's very respected. An absolute gem of a man and just so quirky. He'll be telling you the maddest of stories about Paris from the stage. So I have him on the Friday night.
I like the sound of that.
Oh, he's
lovely.
Brilliant.
Little birdie tells me there's mulled wine and everything that night.
Mulled wine. Sorry, I just have to say, non-alcoholic mulled wine and mince pies at every single concert. Because, to be honest, Marty, I started this festival and I wanted to create a really, really warm, inviting atmosphere where the musicians tell stories from the stage.
Yeah.
They tell their personal side and what the piece means to them and kind of engage in the audience. Have dry, have non-alcoholic wine.
Yeah, no.
Teas, coffees at the concert so people feel very, very, very welcome.
Yeah, that means people can drive to it.
Exactly.
And drive home. And
exactly.
There's no issue. No, I like that. I think that's a nice
It's very
nice
warm.
Touch. Yeah, it's a lovely touch. So his name is again?
Michel Lutiec and Camerata Rosa Musica, a wonderful French chamber orchestra on the Friday night. And then on the Saturday night...
You launched the album on the Saturday.
Exactly.
That's
Saturday night, the 30th of November at 7:30 PM, I launched the album with Fiacra in St. Mary's Cathedral down in Kilkenny.
Let me just play a little piece. It's a nocturne, it's quiet.
Oh, it's beautiful.
But sure, look, we won't worry about that. This is Nocturne for Violin and Piano. See? You think we do no prep for this thing at all? That piece.
Yeah.
That is, it's Nocturne for violin and piano. Lily Boulanger.
Yes, Lily the Butcher.
Lily the Butcher. What a girl she was. Call Lily's all right by me. That's my mother's name, so I'll get away with murder. And my granddaughter. Lily Boulanger, Lily the Butcher is, tell me about her.
So she was a French composer, absolute genius, as you can see. Composed these incredible works.
Stunning piece.
But sadly, Marty, she died at 22, so she never got to kind of come to full fruition. But already, this is a teenager writing this stuff just heard. And it's just incredible. So we found these beautiful little pieces and we're like, do you know what? They'll work brilliantly.
Where'd you find
on the album,
for example? Where'd you find this?
And Fiacre found her and he mentioned those two pieces. And I was like, actually, do you know what? They work really. They complement the Isai perfectly.
Yes, yes.
So, and they were written around the same time as the Revel as well. And it was two guys on the album, Le Coeur, who died. That's the other big piece on the album.
Right.
He died at 23 and Lily died at 22. So they're just these genius composers, very little played, very little known. And we thought, you know, we should pair them with the well-known lads like Ravel.
It's very interesting because people who won't know this will suddenly go, hang on a second, this is quite something.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's beautiful. Yeah. That'll be played again. I tell you that.
No, it's lovely radio play.
Great play, radio play. Listen, the album launch is on the Saturday.
Yes.
And there'll be more mulled wine and Miss Boyle and all the rest of it.
Definitely.
Now, Miss Boyle is at the festival.
Yes.
But she's not on the album.
She's not on the album.
I'm just trying to explain for the bewildered listener going, what is going on? RT supporting the arts is all very fine. But she's at the festival.
So, that Saturday night is the album launch in Kilkenny next week, Saturday 30th.
Yes.
And then on the 1st of December, I've got this big family Christmas. I wanted to create a concert where the whole family can come. So I've got Claudia Boyle, I've got my family, my dad singing, my mum playing the piano. I've got the Kilkenny Choir, so an 82-piece choir.
Taxis, the whole
lot. No, not quite that much. My brother does do great help, though.
Yeah.
My dad and mum, Claudia Boyle, Kilkenny Choir, and JJ McNamara. And it's going to be a massive kind of Christmas gala, all your Christmas favourites.
Where will that be?
St. Mary's Cathedral, all of the concerts.
That's a lovely idea.
St. Marble City Music Festival.
Yeah, you're just like our friend Dr. Yablokov, bringing in the family. But I think that's a lovely idea. I also think people warm to the idea.
They do.
You have the family there and people are curious.
They are. And to be honest, Marty, there's something very, very special about playing with somebody who, you know, is part of your family. That is your mother, your father.
Right,
you have this incredible relationship that you can't have with anybody else.
So tell me exactly who you have with the family on the stage.
I have my parents, my dad singing, Paddy Rafter.
Yeah.
My mum, Maura Duggan Rafter, playing piano. Claudia Boyle, soprano. Kilkenny Choir, 85-piece choir playing Home Alone, who I direct in Kilkenny. JJ McNamara, pianist, Frank McNamara's son,
who's
a brilliant pianist, brilliant young pianist, he's fantastic, yeah. And myself on the violin. So it's going to be a massive spectacle.
Well, that's fantastic. A little bit of Claudia Boyle?
Absolutely.
She is, of course, of our parish now, you see.
Of course.
She does, yeah. You might get a play on her show if you play your cards right. Be very careful. Anyway, this is just, again, a flavour. This is the great Claudia Boyle and P.A. Yeazy. I was, sadly, at a funeral recently and she sang, she is just, Kathleen Watkins' funeral, she was amazing. It is Pia Yeazy with, Claudia Boyle is, RTÉ National Symphony Orchestra, Mr. Brophy, conducting. That's actually the magic of Christmas. I remember that. That was in Borgosh. Anyway, Claudia Boyle is going to be part of the festival with the lads. So we'll come back to that in a second. Meantime,
RTÉ
9:20, let's find out what the roads are like this morning with Sinead, see what's happening. Sinead, welcome back.
Thank you, Marty.
Not at all. Good to have you.
Well, I'll start off in the capital as restrictions are in place in Dublin on the Baldonnell Road following a collision there. There's been a collision in Wexford on the M11 northbound between Enniscorthy and Ferns. Motorists in Cork are advised that current road conditions on the M8 near Watergrass Hill in North Cork are quite dangerous. There is a collision on the M8 northbound near Junction 13, Mitchelstown South. And allow yourself extra time if you're flying from Cork Airport this morning, as we have reports of difficult road conditions on routes near that airport. Lights are out of action on the North Ring Road in Cork at Tinker's Cross. There has been a collision in Limerick this morning on the M20 southbound between Junction 3 Raheen and Junction 4 Patrick's Well. It's in the central median. Corkscrew Hill in County Clare is currently impassable, as is the V Road in Cloheen in Tipperary due to snow there. And we have reports of treacherous conditions in Mayo this morning from Mulranny to Westport and from Westport to Castlebar. The R312 at Keena near Glen Island is impacted by fallen trees. And that's the latest traffic and travel news this morning.
And you'll be in your bed tomorrow morning.
I'll be snoring.
You will be. Well, I'm sure a lady doesn't snore.
No, I'm sure.
You don't snore. But you'll be in the bed nonetheless. You'll be in the lab.
I will, yeah. But I'll be back next week.
You will, please God. And so
Monday morning.
Keep the faith. Talk to you soon.
Okay, have a lovely weekend.
See you, Sinead. Slán. Now, 9:22. We're talking about. There's a brand new album, Patrick Rafter and Fiacre Garvey. It is called. Well, it's actually just the two lads' names. And then you have Lecu Say. Ravel and Boulanger.
That's it.
That's like a menu in a French restaurant. That's what it is.
Actually, just while I'm on, I meant to say a massive thank you to the Arts Council of Ireland who funded the project.
Oh, the CD?
Yes.
Oh, very good.
The Arts Council of Ireland funded, and it's recorded with Rubicon Classics in London. Yeah. And massive thanks also to Cork School of Music. I recorded it in the Curtis Auditorium on that incredible Steinway D. So we're very, very grateful to have wonderful support here in Ireland.
That's
so thank
perfect.
You.
Look, and it's a fine looking piece of work apart from the fine sound of it. Listen, we're talking about the festival. Firstly, we were talking about the album launch, right, which is on Saturday.
Saturday, 30th of November.
But
yes.
On the 6th of December, you're off to Cork.
I am, so I decided
just to
confuse connect,
everyone.
To confuse everyone, I've got the Marble City Music Festival in Kilkenny, but yes. Then I wanted to link up with cities as part of the festival as it kind of grows. So we've got one concert on the 6th of December in Cork, where we'll continue the album launch in the Curtis Auditorium. That's on the 6th of December at 7:30 p.m. Continued.
Now, I need to explain about this. Will there be mulled wine, mince pies and a warm welcome in Cork?
There will be, of course. Non-alcoholic mulled wine for
even
everyone.
Even if you don't think of it, you can still get some on the way. Let's go back to, because I want to just do a little, give Alva McDonough a little play, because Alva, no stranger to us either. When is Alva on?
Alva will be with me on Thursday next week, Thursday 28th in Kilkenny, St. Mary's Cathedral.
Just a little touch. Suite number one, that's music from Bach, but that's Alva McDonough. Great interview with Patrick. Bear Murray was on. Looking forward to hearing him and Fiacre in the Curtis CSM on the 6th. And Uncle Patrick, well, you got your family out again. Uncle Patrick launching a CD for his concert in Kilkenny. We'll be there on our way to school with Dad, the best school in Kilkenny, the model. Sean William, who's 7, and Tom, who's 5.
That's my godson.
Isn't that lovely?
That's
gorgeous. Yes, I wanted to mention some other things that you're doing. It's 10th of December, you're conducting the Symphony Orchestra in Cork.
I am. CSM Symphony Orchestra, once again, in Curtis Auditorium. We've got Mendelssohn Piano Concerto. Sibelius. I do. I wave my hands.
You do?
I wave my hands and expect people to play. That's great.
Look at a wand.
I've got a bat on.
A bat, I know. But you do have one, I hope.
I do. So that's on the 10th of December in Curtis Auditorium next year. This year. A really nice one where I'm conducting again, this is Choral. It's on the 15th of December in Kilkenny. I conduct the Kilkenny Choir. It's a lovely, beautiful choir in Kilkenny. And we've got a host of Ireland's really great musicians, Martin Johnson of the Symphony Orchestra, Beth McNinch, Cliona Ryan of the Chamber Orchestra, Lynn Fitzpatrick, nice. Simon Harden, as a big Christmas concert.
I can't get over the 15th of December. 15th of December. I can't get over your collaborations next year.
Yeah.
But the RTE Concert Orchestra, is that a concert, obviously, it's all recording?
Yes, this is a concert. So I won the conducting competition with the Fish, and one of the beautiful prizes was a conducting thing. So it's not me playing the violin, but I have a separate gig with them where I'm playing the fiddle as well. But there's one which I'm really excited about where I'm just conducting. And then abroad, it's nice, Marty, because to be honest, coming out of COVID was hard, like trying to get gigs back. And also, gigs with orchestras take so long to plan.
That's
and very often you have 2-3 years of planning that goes into it. So I've got the Menu and Solos across in Switzerland, Camerata Ireland, who here we have, who are brilliant, London Mozart Players. I've got Camerata Rosa Music in France. I've got recitals with Fiacre across
the
UK, Ireland, France, Switzerland.
I don't think you need any help from me whatsoever. By the way, Marble City Music Festival.
Tickets.
Tickets. What's the story?
MarbleCityMusicFestival.com.
Can't say more than that. Dr. Rafter, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Marty.
Take care.
You're a gent.
A little bit of the old violin sonata to take us out on this. This is Ravel. This is you again. You're all over the shop, for heaven's sake.